And you would tell me again about what you were saying about people in Shreveport, they'd be more likely to say
icing instead of frosting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then like the glaze would be a little thin, kind of, I guess, it would just be a thin, it wouldn't have too much color to it. It would be a glaze. And icing and frosting is the same thing, but like it's kind of icing.
Yeah.
I guess maybe because like it'd be white, most of the icing frosting they use would be white.
Yeah.
Instead of like chocolate frosting, all these different kinds.
Yeah. Talking about different kinds of donuts, have you ever heard the word Long John?
Mm-mm.
All right, what about Bismarck?
I heard that before, but I never knew what it was.
What about Frulla?
Who?
Frulla?
No, I never heard that one either.
Okay. Let's say if a woman's doing her dishes, she might take this thing off so it doesn't go down the drain pipe.
Ring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about different kinds of rings?
Engagement, promise, wedding, friendship, fashion ring. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a name for shorts that are knee length?
Bermuda.
Would that be for men and women?
That'd be for men. For women. Just be long shorts.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a name for something that comes just below the knee?
Gauchos.
Is that for
women?
Men.
Yeah. Not men are wearing gauchos. That'd be for women.
Okay.
Certainly.
What about above the knee?
Above the knee, almost to the top of the thigh.
Yeah.
Hot pants, short shorts.
That would be just for women?
Yeah, just for women. Men would just still be shorts. Whatever men got on, it's shorts.
Shorts,
yeah.
Right. Okay. Let's say if you have an older brother and he's outgrown some clothes and you inherit them,
mm-hmm.
what would you call them?
Hand-me-downs.
If it was the same situation, except you got them from a neighbor, and he's not related to you, would you call those hand-me-downs?
I'd call it a hand-me-out. I wouldn't call them hand-me-down. I just call it a gift, really. I don't really know what to call it.
Do you have a name for clothes that are real fashionable, really good-looking, expensive clothes? Maybe in the way of slang names?
All right, bad rags, that's about it. Nobody calls them threads or nothing like that. They say, you know, bad rags.
Threads kind of old-fashioned?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for a bag that you would store clothes in, like you store your winter clothes and some kind of...
Yeah, a clothes bag, that's about it. Laundry bag, sometimes kind of a laundry bag, because that's usually where you get them from.
Yeah. Do you have a name for the kind of bag that you would keep, say, a suit in when you're going on a trip?
Clothes bag, that's it.
And what about the one that you get your clothes back from the dry cleaners in?
Plastic bag.
Plastic.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. What about
cleaner's bag?
Okay. Yeah. What about names for styles of men's shoes?
Platforms, low heels. They call some of them low heel shoes. You know, just like 1-inch heels, or just enough heel.